Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Welcome to Close Up Radio as we continue a fantastic day of amazing guests we are celebrating from all around the world. Paulette Pidcock is our next guest here, and she is extraordinary what she does. She is the founder of Pidcock Coaching Partners, and it's a real pleasure to have her here. She'll join us in just a second, but here's a little bit about her extraordinary background. She specializes in leadership development, executive coaching, emotional intelligence coaching, and coaching through transitions. Paulette is dedicated to transforming lives through self-awareness of personal values, strengths, vision, and purpose. And what she sees today is a true longing for clients to be the best leader that they can. There's so much more awareness in the professional community about the importance of leadership that they're eager to learn. Paulette leverages her 35 years of experience as a respected energy lobbyist with her executive coaching and leadership expertise to develop transformational leaders. She says she's created her coaching business truly to make a difference. What it is about paying forward, well, she utilizes her strengths, making an impact. She feels a strong sense of gratitude for contribution. What more could she ask for, she says. She helps her clients build trusting connections and relationships through the power of conversation and communication. Her transformational style of coaching starts with the clients. And who are you? What are your values? What are your strengths? What have been your ups and downs? All important questions to be asked. She says it's all about self-awareness, and that's how we interact and manage our emotions. It's what gives us the ability to be more confident about all of our decisions. We're very excited to welcome Paulette to Close Up Radio for this exclusive 30-minute conversation together, which will be thought-provoking and insightful, and also recorded in its entirety so you can hear it again and share the link. This is part one of our exclusive two-part series on Close Up Radio. We welcome Paulette Pidcock live and direct from Washington, D.C. Paulette, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Jim, and thank you. I want to say hello to your listeners and to let you all know that this is really a pleasure for me. I'm very excited to be on your show today. So thank you for the invitation.
You are very welcome, and it's an honor and a pleasure for us to have you joining us and gracing our presence as well, Paulette. We have a lot to soak in with your wit and wisdom and your technique. But before all of that, you know, we all have, you and I were having a nice chat before we went live on the air about some of the things that inspire us in our own lives, our own journey, to do the things that we're called to do. And for you, obviously, this is not just a career or a job. It's really a calling. Tell us about some of those inspirational times in your own life's journey that pointed you in the direction of realizing this is work that you truly want and need to do.
Well, thank you for that question, Jim. I have to think back to 2013. When I was getting ready to retire and thinking about what do I do next? How do I take what I've done over my career and make it more meaningful in a different phase of my life? So that's when I decided to go into coaching, and I'll go a little bit more into that. But I created my business actually in 2014 as a way of taking what was important to me, for example, paying it forward, and also creating the business, you know, as a business structure that will be able to draw interested people who are leaders and want to become better leaders. And I know this all sounds pretty altruistic, and perhaps it is, but You know, as many of the people listening to this interview today, we go through these transitions in our life. And I certainly was transitioning from a corporate career. I was at the age where that was, you know, a good time to move on, so to speak. And I began a process of, what do I do? I had conversations with friends as to what they were doing and, you know, just to get some ideas. And it led me in what that did. It led me to, I guess, think about perhaps two columns, if you will, noting on in one column things that I didn't want to do in this phase of my life. And most importantly, what I did want to do. And so some key thoughts from that was that I wanted flexibility. I had worked for many, many years. And I wanted a life of adventure coupled with purpose and meaning. And it was an evolving process as I, you know, try to figure out what are my strengths and my values. And it became pretty clear to me, as I always describe lobbying, what I loved about it was policy, politics, and people. And my three-legged stool, and the most important element for me was people and relationships. I often say I'm an Italian-American, so relationships, connections are extremely important. So I thought, okay, what do I do with that? Sounds good. So I discovered coaching, and it was a career, or I guess an industry, that was really gaining more and more strength and importance. And so I thought, you know, what does that mean? I mean, what can I do? And you know, I'm in D.C. Georgetown offers a transformational leadership coaching certificate. And I thought, well, that sounds good, but I wasn't quite sure what that meant. And, you know, it was like transforming what? I was not a skeptic, but I thought, okay, let's go this route. And it was a transformational event for me. It was transforming in ways that I never could have imagined. And I have, you know, so many stories that are in just that simple sentence. And so, you know, the Georgetown program, what I loved about it was one of the ways it talks about themselves is that they're a leading research university with a heart. And I'll talk more about the heart element as we go through the interview. And so, you know, I created the coaching practice to share my experiences through the gifts of empathy and self-awareness, and also paying it forward. And I can go a lot deeper in that area, Jim, if you'd like.
Yeah, I think it's really fantastic paying it forward from all of this experience and these blessings that you've experienced is absolutely imperative. I don't know if you want to share, like you say, a little bit more of that, absolutely. And, you know, what would you have done differently if you had a coach as well?
Okay, starting with the paying it forward, another one of my stories is that what happened to me in early 2014, so I retired in May of 2013, began my leadership program in September 2013. Early into 2014, I met with a friend who approached me about joining a business network. And this particular network is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I really did hesitate in the beginning of our conversation because I had not been in the Atlanta, Georgia for a long time. And I thought, what? I have my networks here in D.C. What do I need another business network? But I was present in the conversation. And grew more excited as she talked about the wonderful international and domestic leadership work of the organization. And the organization is called SIBF, Society of International Business Fellows. It's been around about 40 years. But here, you know, just being present to what somebody was offering me, and the thought of fulfilling one of my goals, which was adventure with purpose and meaning, I was hooked. And I found that paying it forward with this group, I just loved it. And I am so grateful to be a member of this organization because I've traveled to many countries as a volunteer. So this is the paying it forward. We don't get paid, but the organization pays for our room and board. And I've traveled to countries in Southeast Asia, Central Eurasia, and the Middle East. And a lot of that is facilitating very impactful and purposeful leadership programs, as well as what we've done in the U.S. So I like to think I have kids and family all around the world. But those leadership programs that I experienced, it really inspired me to do my own programs within my company, Pidcock Coaching Partners. So I started that with doing some pro bono work for clients and creating and facilitating leadership development programs within the network that I have, that I had, and that I have in D.C. So that's that was, you know, just it was a gift, and it really did inspire me, and it changed my life, and I'm still very involved with those programs, as well as doing a lot more here. And I use the name, my name in my coaching business, Pidcock Coaching Partners, because of my, 35 years, as Jim mentioned, in the lobbying world, which is an industry that where integrity, truth, trust, connections, so important. And so I live that with great integrity and value. And so I thought, you know, Pidcock Coaching Partners. So that works for me.
Absolutely. And for your clients as well. You've developed this wonderful experience in leadership. It really all comes down to people, right? And the dynamics of the relationship between people and what happens when people actually take the time to collaborate. From your experience, what happens when people are competing with each other and it's all against the backdrop of this corporate environment?
Well, it's true, a lot of, you know, what you stated in that question. And I guess that there's an important point I want to make is that it's not just a corporate environment, but rather in all work environments, whatever it is, corporate, nonprofit, et cetera, as well as within our communities and our personal relationships with our, you know, personal, again, spouse, parents, siblings, or colleagues. And it does come down to people. It comes down to really being self-aware. How aware are you as to how you show up? How aware are we, when we are talking with someone, that are we really listening to what they're saying? Are we actively listening? One of the probably biggest lessons that we learn in doing this kind of work is people just want to be heard. And by being present, listening, asking curious questions at appropriate times, feeling empathy with the other person, this is what makes this all possible, to be able to collaborate and to communicate and to work with others. And, this is where I'm obviously talking about some emotional intelligence skills, something that I feel very strongly about. And one of the things that I did during COVID, I was just talking with Jim earlier, was to do some speaking on webinars about resilient leadership and how resilient leaders embody emotional intelligence, a set of skills that are so important. And I was thrilled with a Deloitte article that came out then that said, we're dealing with the pandemic at this point, that leaders must incorporate heart with their head in any decision making. And I thought, yay, we're finally getting this out in the open and accepted. Because again, I go back to my roots and I keep bringing up my ethnicity, but you know, it's the warmth, it's the heart, it's the people, and you have to understand what other people are going through, what your workforce is going through. And I guess lived my career as someone who not just reacts from my gut, but my gut and my intuitiveness has always played a role, not particularly understood or accepted maybe in corporate America, but it is now. I just, anyway, I could go on about this, but
yeah.
I'll be patient.
Well, you're passionate about it. It's what it is. Let's talk about some of your clients maybe a little bit. You know, there's been a lot of challenges just in the last 18 months plus from all the swift changes of what we've seen with pandemic, economy, social unrest, political, all the crazy stuff that's been happening. And we've all had to pivot. We've all had to adapt. Some have had to reinvent. Some have had to buckle down. Some have had to try to bring people together. And also just in physical locations, too, where we've all been apart and working out of our homes, there's a lot of challenges that have been brought to bear just in the last many months. But there are everyday challenges that people face without pandemics and things of that nature. Tell us a little bit about some of your clients, Paulette, and how you work with them and what some of the challenges are. Again, what we've been facing the last many months has brought in a new set of challenges that sort of changes the game a little bit, but tell us about all of that.
Okay, so the way I look at that is that my clients, their challenges are all different while also being very similar. And they're different because we're all unique. And we all have our own past and our present and what we see for our own future. What is our vision for our life? And it's similar in that we're all human with human needs, fears, dreams, and challenges. So as I begin to work with clients during the discovery process, clients are better able to unpack what might be holding them back. I mean, this is something that we spend a lot of time on. It could be some issues around limiting beliefs that they've had, what are their fears, et cetera. And so one of the first exercises that I do, because I really do more transformational coaching, transforming people into being better versions of ourselves, rather than transactional coaching, which is dealing with specific skills, so to speak. Now, leadership is a set of skills. So there obviously are situations where you will do some transactional. But I really believe, as Jim had mentioned earlier, about who are you? And what we do in my practice. And this is where people start looking at their life up until now. What has been for you? Make two columns, one of all your positive points, not all. I mean, someone like myself, been around a while. But key maybe 20 items of what has really worked for you and 20 items or so which have not. Plot those out on a graph, the ups and the downs. So we spend time, again, we're all unique. We spend time looking at those defining moments, which are critical to unpack what we learned about ourselves. Someone, you know, you may have a program now where certainly COVID is one of those defining moments in one's life. and they transformed or they did something different, as probably many people did. But we're talking about a process that we use in our leadership development programs and the ones I described or I talked about internationally as well as domestically. It's so important to figure out who we are and go way back into your childhood, because so much of what we're dealing with in the present could be something that we have not resolved from our past. And people stand back and look at this graph. It's like, okay. I mean, I could go on. I mean, you know, one of my biggest was in my late 20s as a transition, is a defining moment that I left a career after much education. You know, sort of one of those all but dissertation people. And I realized when I saw that, it could be a positive and it could be a negative feeling. But I learned that I was a risk taker. So we want to know, and so I really spend time over, you know, the first couple sessions to help people see what their strengths are. And we, of course, do values assessments and so on. So through those discussions and coaching sessions and, you know, opportunities to really let people get out from under any labels that they may have, you know, good or bad, and really say, this is who I am, and this is what I want to be. Sometimes we need to change our direction. Sometimes we may need to just tweak it a bit. So I've had clients who are, you know, will fit in any and all of those categories.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're so all in on this, which I think is fantastic. What do you think it is about your style and your technique and the way you approach it that stands out? There's a lot of different coaches out there. There's a lot of people doing all kinds of, you know, cool things. But what is it about your approach and your perspective you think that adds to the situation for your clients, Paulette?
I believe that I bring to a client to a session with another individual conversation probably starts with, you know, just having a lot of situations in my life where I realize the importance of communications, for example. And I go back to what I said earlier, too, about listening and asking curious questions and waiting for the other person to process my question is so critically important, that pause moment, and really taking time to uncover by, again, the curious questions. It's really the art of inquiry. And I think having lived as long as I have and have gone through situations, challenges that I, you know, it's kind of like what we're going through with COVID. What is resilience? It's coming through setbacks and challenges in the VUCA world that we talk about. And how do we come out at the other end? And so I have that benefit and the value, again, that I can bring, because I can, you know, you have opportunities to share stories. I can understand what it's like being bullied at work. I can understand about, you know, not having the best communication skills and having, you know, some painful times, painful situations when somebody thinks it's better not to address the particular issue. I mean, we need to address these issues so that we move away, I guess, or from what is holding us back or bringing us down. So I think that just having that, you know, it's a good integration of maybe humility and courage. And as I mentioned, I don't know all the answers. And good coaches, of course, embrace the philosophy that the answers are within our clients. So, you know, I show up with deep empathy and compassion for others, and you know, have a learner's mindset. I want to know. I want to learn more about you. And I'm just grateful for the work I've been able to do, because I guess it's just kind of passing along some lessons that I've learned, and one of them is self-awareness. And I say self-awareness carries the day. Self-awareness is the foundation to being present with another human being. You have to be present with yourself, and you have to understand who you are and what are your triggers. I'm continually amazed, and because of the work that I do, particularly in our leadership programs, how much I still unravel about what are my triggers and why, and the importance of self-regulating those emotions. That is so critical in the world we have today, particularly. It's a collaborative world. We have to be aware of others and our impact on others. And we do that by really examining our own perhaps limiting beliefs or assumptions. Certainly the past year and a half have just unraveled a lot of those assumptions about so many societal injustices. So I think the art of discovery is incredible, and I hear it. I just am grateful to have had the people in my life that I have. So.
Yeah, you can hear it. You can hear that spirit. Absolutely. We don't have a lot of time before the show wraps, but maybe quickly, and you can expand on this on the next episode, tell us briefly your role in the Institute of Women in Leadership.
So the Institute of Women in Leadership is, first of all, I want to say, in 2020, I spent a lot of time with a team of folks to update my website, and we're still updating it. So I'm doing more about incorporating a program that I could talk more about in our next interview that I've included in the Institute for Women in Leadership, and it's really about coaching your workforce. Psychological safety is something that has really become paramount and in importance. So I will be doing that, but it is part of, it's really the name, sort of an encompassing name that I have given to the work I do. And it is my leadership development work that I've done in the group that I joined way back. I didn't go into the struggles that as a woman lobbyist in the early 80s and what myself and my colleagues went through in those days. But we also joined an organization called Women in Government Relations, and I want to do a big shout out to WGR because they're still in existence and they really do a lot of work increasing leadership awareness and so on for its members. And I went back after I had the experience from my leadership development international work, came back and approached the organization to do some pro bono work, some leadership programs. So I created and facilitated a program that we did for over about 4 years. And it was a cohort set up where we had different cohorts throughout the year. And I'm proud to say we had 74 women go through that program. And it's just having them, you know, the gratitude, the knowledge that they received, yeah, is really is part of what I will is.
And we can expand on that next week. You'll be back with us next week at the same time, and we look forward to that, Paulette. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. It was a real pleasure. I encourage folks to go to www.pcpidcock.com. That's PCPIDCOCK.com. to learn more and to connect with Paulette Pidcock of Pidcock Coaching Partners. Thanks so much for being with us here on the show. Really a great, fascinating conversation and inspiring and thought-provoking. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, Paulette.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And we look forward to welcoming you back to the show next week to continue more. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks for, again, imparting all of this wisdom and sharing your techniques with us and your love for what you do. Folks, again, the website, www.pcpidcock.com. Jim Masters here, your host, thanking you for your time. This time, till next time. Again, this entire episode recorded in full, so you can hear it again. And again, Paulette will be gracing our presence once again next week, right here exclusively on Close Up Radio. We hope you'll join us then. Stay tuned. I'll be back in just a few moments with another great guest to celebrate for you right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for being with us, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.